Are they cheating?
Chances are, yep, they're cheating.
But just to make sure, it's the Dave Ryan Show, The War of the Roses, on 101.3 KDWB.
This War of the Roses is not for her partner. Elise is trying to look out for her brother.
Okay.
So Elise is going to tell you what's going on War of the Roses. Then we're going to call the brother. We're going to find out whether, not the brother, we're going to call the brother's
wife,
and then find out whether she's seen anybody else.
Ooh.
Elise, do you feel like you're meddling a little bit, or do you feel like you're protecting your brother, or why do you want to do War of the Roses on your brother's wife?
No, I mean, I think I'm protecting him.
Okay.
That's my intention. So,
I get it.
You know, she's acting very suspicious.
What is she doing? What's going on?
So basically, just to give you the backstory. So early on in their relationship, he'd find her texting other guys. She did eventually stop and they did get married, unfortunately. But she's always been the kind of person to like hate form-fitting clothes. She always wears like really unattractive sweatpants. She won't even wear leggings because she feels like they're too tight. So for her birthday and for several Christmases with the family, like she shows up and it's so embarrassing. She'll wear like oversized sweatshirts and shirts. And like I've bought her stuff as a gift to wear just so, you know, she looks better in front of the family. And I've never, ever seen her wear it.
I get like being like feeling comfortable around someone's family, wearing relaxed clothes. Like I definitely wear leggings and sweatshirts around Jake's family and stuff. But yeah, for like Christmas, I wear something nicer. Or for if we're going out for like Jake's mom's birthday, I'll wear a dress or something. I wouldn't wear like oversized sweatpants and a shirt to something like that.
What about PJ bottoms? Would you wear PJ bottoms to Jake's family's Christmas?
I wouldn't even wear PJ bottoms like over to their house for a barbecue where you're sitting around lawn chairs.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
So, but now the tide has turned and she's not dressing in sweatpants and loose things anymore. What's the latest development with the brother's wife, Kim?
Exactly. So I started noticing she's been posting more on social media. She fixed her hair. She's wearing makeup, which she never did. And she's wearing much nicer clothes. So it just seems fishy to me. Like I asked my brother about it and he said she just started doing it and he definitely isn't complaining about it. I think she got a new job, but it's not the kind of job where you need to dress up. So it just seems like there's somebody new she's trying to impress because it's like completely out of character for her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that's pretty common. They say when guys start wearing cologne and doing their hair differently.
Or going to the gym.
Going to the gym and trying to get a little bit more buff or whatever. So she's doing her version.
Like, I know. Yeah, like something is going on.
Okay, but what is it?
I'm
going to ask the hard questions for you, Elise, and I do this out of a place of love, okay? What's it to you? Why is it any of your business? I mean, I know you love your brother, but I don't think it's your place to jump
in. I want to protect him, and based on the beginning of their relationship, like, she's already kind of been, like, a little bit of a cheater.
Brother's a big boy, though. I mean, if it's anybody's responsibility to find out, it's your brother.
Yeah, I was going to say, aren't you afraid that this is just going to cause, like, some weird situation, like, where your brother's wife doesn't want to be around you, and then by default, he doesn't spend time with you? I mean, that could put your relationship at risk.
He doesn't want to be around me now. Oh,
okay. So
it doesn't really make a difference. So at the end of the day, all I care about is him. So, yeah, I just want to get to the bottom of it, whatever it is.
I don't want to get involved, I'll be honest. War of the Roses, I've decided I'm no longer going to get involved.
So why'd you do this part one, then?
I'm not going to get
it.
Okay, I will get involved
there
because we've come this far, and that's kind of what War of the Roses is all about.
Now.
So, Elise, here's what's going to go down. We're going to talk to people in a second who are going to give us their opinion on whether, and be ready for it, because people are going to blast you, I think, for getting too nosy. Mm-hmm. But then again, you know what? I think you have a good heart. You love your brother, and you want to protect him and find out whether his wife, Kim, is cheating.
Well, we've had people email our show or text him before, too, where they've known, like, they don't like who is with their brother or their sister, and they don't trust them, and they think they're fishy, and they've probably wanted to do something similar to this.
Okay, so we're going to talk, yeah, for sure. We're going to talk to people that let me know whether you think she is overstepping or whether she's just a loving, good-hearted sister that's a little assertive. And does it mean that she's cheating because she's trying to look a little bit nicer? I think that's kind of a rush to judgment, too. But you let us know what you think. Text us at KDWB1. That's our short code. Or you can call 651-989-KDWB. Conveniently, it's got our call letters and the phone number, 651-989-KDWB. and then let us know. We'll make that phone call in a second, and then after it's all done and the dust is cleared, we'll talk to Jonathan Fogel from Fogel Family Law to find out what his take on this is. Okay, Elise, stay there. We'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
We have a bunch of texts coming in. It says, in case you missed it, basically Elise is the nosiest sister-in-law of all time.
And I kind of thought the same thing. It's like, why do you care? I mean, stay out of your, I mean, you might know, and if they ask you, then yeah, you can get involved. But if they're not being asked, then stay at, yeah, mind your own business.
Basically, her sister-in-law always dressed like in baggy clothes, sweatpants, never fixed her hair, never wore makeup, hair back in a ponytail to every, like even Christmas. And now all of a sudden she's posting these photos on Instagram where her hair is done, her makeup's done, she has cute clothes on, and she's like, that's fishy. What's going on? And she did say the sister-in-law did have a history of like talking to other guys early on in the relationship with her brother, but allegedly that stopped and then they moved on and got married. So she says she's looking out for her brother.
She is looking out for her brother. She probably loves her brother a lot, but her brother's a big boy and he can look out for himself and she needs to stay out of it. Right, Jody? Or am I wrong? What do you think, Jody?
I think Elise is super jealous of what her brother has. I don't think the girl's doing anything wrong. And I think she's probably single and miserable, and she wants everyone else to be miserable just like she is.
And you know somebody like this, don't you?
I do.
I was going to say, you've got a great characterization of this person. I'm not going to ask you who it is, but you could be right about that one. She just doesn't want anybody to be happy if she's not happy.
Yeah, I'm
going to put $100 on it.
I do think Elise is married with kids, the sister-in-law. I do think she is.
But maybe she's not happy.
But that is possible.
Just because you're married doesn't mean you're happy. Hey, thank you, Jody. We got Taylor in Montgomery, Minnesota, home of Kolachki Days. They still do Kolachki Days down there? They drop it last year. Are they bringing it back?
They didn't have it last year, but I think this year they're going to be having it again.
Woo! God, I hope so. All right, Taylor, what's your take on War of the Roses?
See, I'm thinking maybe the sister or the brother's wife was struggling with something, and she wasn't feeling good enough maybe to get dressed up. So now she is, and she's trying really hard, and now she's trying to bash on her and bring her down.
Yeah.
And she can't win. So maybe she was depressed or, like, sad about something or going through something, and now she's, like, feeling better. And so here comes...
Exactly. You know, maybe this is going to, you know, put a damper on that.
You never know. We're going to find out in a second. Thank you, Taylor. Have a great day, okay?
This says, good for her. I hate my brother's wife. I wish I had the guts to do War of the Roses. But this one says, mind your own business. I'd legit beat my brother up if he tried anything like this. This one, I'm very protective of my brother, but I wouldn't go for this. I would do the same thing for my brother. My brother means the world to me, and I would hate to see him hurt. Someone said, I think the wife is a snake.
The wife is a snake?
Someone else says, Josh from River Falls says, mind your own business. And someone said, it's kind of like the colleague said, maybe she was depressed before and now she's doing better mentally. Go for it. She doesn't like the sister-in-law anyway, so what? It couldn't hurt.
Got nothing to lose.
Someone said, she's not wrong. I would want my sister to look out for me. Good sister lady. But it's back and forth. Butt out, Elise. You're just stirring the pot. This Karen is the family member that everyone stays away from. Mm-hmm. Is her own life too boring? And she sounds like the evil stepsisters from Cinderella. She sounds like my sister-in-law.
Wow, okay.
A lot of people have some mean sisters-in-law, you know?
We're going to make the phone call here in a second. We're going to trap her and see who she wants to go to dinner with on War of the Roses, because we don't send roses when it's a woman, usually. So we'll do that in a second. And then we're going to talk to attorney Jonathan Fogel from Fogel Family Law to get his take on this and maybe some legal advice for you if you're kind of going through something. We'll do that after we make the phone call, and we'll make the phone call right now on KDWB.
We'd like to give you a nice little incentive today of a romantic dinner out for two. It's our way of saying thank you for, you know, taking time out of your day. I know you're busy, so we appreciate it. And we can set up the dinner for you this weekend if that works. What I'll do is I'll grab your guest's name, because we like to leave little place cards, and obviously we have your name, so I'd love to get the guest's name so we can have that place card waiting for him on the table when you arrive.
Okay, it's Luke.
Perfect. You guys are gonna love this dinner. It is one of my favorite spots.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
Well, you're not gonna love this part. This part gets a little bit weird. Let me explain what's really going on, because you're under the impression right now that this is just a normal phone call from somebody who's giving you a free dinner, but actually it's a trap, and it's a trap set by a radio station. It's KDWB, and we just called you to see if you would choose your husband for dinner or somebody else, and you chose somebody else, Kim. But there's more, because I want to let you know that your sister-in-law, Elise...
Now this is making sense, yeah.
She set it up, and she called us, and she said, will you call Kim and see if she's cheating on my brother?
Oh, my God.
And she's listening right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I mean, obviously my gut was right.
Your gut. You are such a little instigator. Like, what in the heck is wrong with you? You need therapy. You need therapy. Something is not... You can't even get dressed.
Okay, but that might all be true. We kind of gave her a hard time. We said she's being a little bit intrusive, but if I'm going to put you on the spot myself, Kim, I'd have to say, you chose someone named Luke to go to dinner with. And, I mean, you don't owe me an explanation, but maybe you want to give Elise an explanation.
Well, listen, I'm not giving her an explanation, but I'll explain to you guys, because you're opening a huge can of worms. She doesn't know what she's talking about, as usual. Your brother and I have not lived together in 6 months, Elise. Okay, and nobody tells you anything because you're such a gossip. You tell everybody, you tell your entire f***ing family, and you start spreading it around to everyone instead of worrying about your real problems, which are your own children.
Okay, that's kind of a lot to digest right there. So you have not been living with Paul for 6 months. You didn't know that, Elise.
No, and it's mutual, and we love each other, and we're going to co-parent, but we are separated right now, and we just don't want to spread it all over. That's why we didn't tell Elise or her mom.
And Paul didn't tell this to Elise. Why do you think that Paul didn't tell Elise? Is it because she can't keep a secret?
She can't keep a secret, but she's one of those people, you guys, that puts her own little negative, gossipy, witchy spin, Karen spin on stuff. And so you can't tell her anything because it'll be filtered through her malicious, narcissistic
point of view.
What do you want to say to that, Elise? What do you want to say?
I don't even know what to say, but I knew something was going on, so at least my intuition was right. But I'm honestly thrilled. I'm so glad he finally left you.
You're evil. You're glad that the parents of your niece and nephew are separated. That's rich.
I mean,
beautiful.
Yeah.
She's very shallow. You guys have to understand, she's had the cops at her house. How many times have you had the cops at your house in the last 6 months, Elise, because you're so worried about other people's stuff? It's true. You're going to deny it?
Why have you had the cops? I mean, it's, again, none of my business, but why has she had the cops at her house?
When something happened with my daughter, she got in a fight with my husband. It was like an incident.
Okay. While you're on the phone creating drama, she thinks she's a real housewife or something. It's like ridiculous.
You know what? This is what I'm shocked. Right. Have you guys, I know you guys weren't crazy about each other. Have you ever talked to each other like this before? Or now is it, Kim, like you don't owe her the decorum anymore because you're not in the family, or what?
No, after how she behaved at our wedding, that's a good start.
Who, Elise?
Yes.
I mean, I was never supportive from the beginning. So, yeah.
What did she do at your wedding?
Why don't you tell him?
No, you can tell him, because you seem to be the storyteller.
Oh, she got drunk and was gossiping about my past boyfriends to my elderly aunt who's in her 90s. Like, ridiculous. She's a character assassinator. I cannot wait to tell Paul about this. This is like, you think you're so slick. He knows everything. We have a mutual agreement of
a
separation.
Why did you break up?
Why do you think we haven't told you about it? Did you ever ask yourself if this might have something to do with your behavior?
No. I just think he never really liked you from the beginning.
No, I just like to talk a bunch of stuff about my own brother. If you are so into, you know, who he goes out with and what kind of woman they should be, why don't you try to date him? He's available now.
Jesus. Okay. I'm going to wrap this up. You guys are getting really nasty with each other. I think there's years of animosity
clearly.
And friction built up there. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm a lot happier now.
Well, now it's good. You can go back to wearing your sweatpants in your living room and in front of
people.
Yeah,
that's what you're worried about, why your little kids are getting interviewed by the cops about 6 times in the past 6 months.
Yeah, just worry about what I wear, you shallow bitch.
Oh, wow. I got to wonder how long this tension has been building up, and now she's like, I ain't going to take it anymore. I used to have to be nice when the family was around, but now that I'm not really in the family anymore, I'm going to let you have it with both barrels.
Well, there's a lot of text. These two have both have some serious problems. My mind is blown. I love this argument. This whole situation is gross. These women are childish. Best for the roses in a long time from Courtney. You guys should play Facebook fight song while they're arguing. Ha ha. Someone said, Jerry. LOL. Okay. I'm chuckling at Elise. That's what you get for being nosy.
Jonathan Fogel, attorney, a family law attorney. You've seen it all. Have you ever seen anything like this before, Jonathan? Good morning, by the way.
Good morning to you both. Morning. You know, the first takeaway was these people don't seem to like each other. Right?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a psychic, but I just took that away. I actually had a case like this where the parties had been separated for over 5 years, but living as if they were married. They still stayed in the same house, but they were separated, living completely separate lives. Even their adult children and parents didn't know that they had been separated. And what was interesting, the reason why that they were waiting is because of religious reasons, but it was mostly because his mom was so religious, and they were waiting for her to pass away before they got
Oh, Lord. So they had to delay being happy and being really separated because mom was so religious that she would have, like, just freaked out if she found out they were separated.
That's what he was worried about, is that, you know, they were a very strong Catholic family, and he was like, I cannot disappoint my mother and get divorced. And it turned out, though, the one of the daughters came home to surprise them and saw that he was living in the basement and outed the whole thing. And mom actually really didn't even care that much.
No kidding.
Okay.
Yeah, I think sometimes that's probably, you'd be surprised, like, how many people, like, wouldn't care. It's like they just want their kids to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. Right. So what's a takeaway? We got any tips or anything for anybody who's listening for War of the Roses?
I usually have a few tips today. I had one that kind of jumped out at me, is that do not use family members or friends as a substitute for a good divorce lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what I mean by that is a lot of people come in and see me, they say, oh, well, you know, my friend Jim, he got divorced and he got this much money, or my Uncle Sue or somebody else, they got this. Should my case be the same as that? And what I tell people is every divorce case is different. You know, they don't fit into a cookie cutter. Whether you are working or have been a stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad, that's going to impact the divorce and how things shake out. And so listening to other people is great, but don't take advice from them and don't think that your case is going to be similar to theirs.
So the advice that you get from your cousin Peter is exactly worth what you paid for it, which is probably nothing.
It's the same as, like, we say, don't hire your cousin Peter to take the photos at your wedding. You know, you're getting what you're paid for.
Exactly right.
He shows up with the Polaroid camera. That's not what you're looking for.
You get him instantly, though.
What's the number one question? I mean, I know you get questions all the time, but what is, like, because I would think if people are getting divorced, one of the reasons that people stay together is for the kids, sure, but also for finances, because you know you can afford to live together as a married couple, but you go, I'm going to get a crappy little apartment, and he's got to, like, sell the house, and he's got to get a crappy little apartment. Is finance one of the big questions that people worry about?
It is. I mean, finances for sure is one of the biggest worries and concerns. And what I tell people is they have to have realistic expectations that the money that you had from two incomes that was supporting one household is not going to be able to support two households in the same way. And you have to maybe lower your expectations, or maybe a better way to say that is just change your expectations as to what's going to happen after you get divorced. It's not about living in a crappy small apartment, but maybe you just have to change your lifestyle a little bit to adjust for that.
Let me ask you this question, Jonathan. Here's the big question I want to ask you right now. You ready for a big one?
Uh-oh. Here we go.
I'm ready for it. Is divorce worth it?
You know, I can speak professionally and personally. For me, it was worth it.
Yeah.
But it's not easy. I'm not pro-divorce. I think things would have been easier probably if my wife and I would have been able to figure things out. But the reality is that just wasn't our story. And if it's not yours, that's okay. It's just a matter of how you go through it that makes it okay or not.
Okay, that actually makes a whole lot of sense. Find out more. Ask all the questions you want to ask with a consultation with Jonathan Fogel. 25 years of experience. Go online, FogelFamilyLaw.com, F-O-G-E-L. Do a Zoom, do a phone call, do a meeting in person, do a lunch, make Jonathan buy, and stick him with the check, and go somewhere nice, like Olive Garden.
Ooh.
And
you know me pretty well.
FogelFamilyLaw.com. Jonathan, we'll talk to you next week, all right?
All right, you guys take care.
Appreciate it. You too. All right, there it is, War of the Roses, with a little twist on there on KDWB on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show.